The Philadelphia School Reform Commission is evaluating 40 applications for new charter schools. The district is urging charters to set up shop to serve the neediest, most expensive to educate students. But some applicants have their own ideas. WHYY's Laura Benshoff reports the applicants are pitching schools they say are better for Philadelphia's long-term success.
About 8 years ago, Mike McGrath and his wife were weighing school options for their daughter. They live in Fairmount, a neighborhood by the art museum that's popular with young college-educated families.
You can't walk around the block without tripping over three or four baby carriages up there. Most of them, you can see it happen. When the kids get to be like three or four, they're out of there. And they're bailing for the suburbs.
McGrath was able to get his daughter, now in sixth grade, into Greenfield Elementary, a popular Center City neighborhood school, even though he doesn't live in that school's designated area. Today he's volunteering, running the school's library, and spending time in a kindergarten classroom.
Yeah.
Greenfield has now stopped taking transfer students, so McGrath and other parents with the option of fleeing for better schools have to decide whether to go to the neighborhood school, pay for a private or parochial school, or even move out. Though he says he's a staunch supporter of traditional public schools, McGrath says if he were in that position now, he would consider opting for a charter school, as long as it's high quality.
It would pain me to do so, but yes, I would investigate them, absolutely. Because opportunity is opportunity where it presents itself.
He acknowledges that he's lucky to be able to do that and to have time to volunteer at a school at all.
I'm not working three jobs. I know there are a lot of people out there. They're doing the very best they can and they're scraping by.
In its application guidelines, the Philadelphia School District suggested priority areas where charters would be welcome based on things like available school quality and poverty rates. But many new charter hopefuls, like investment banker Ben Persofsky, decided to take a different tack.
Not the founder. I'm leading the coalition behind the Partnership School for Science and Innovation.
The Partnership School is one of two new charters proposed by MAST, which already runs a highly touted charter in Northeast Philadelphia, known for its sleek use of technology in the classroom, incorporating iPads and 3D printers. Persofsky wants MAST to open at 7th and Market Streets, right in the heart of Center City, and cover much of the same ground as Greenfield and a couple other well-ranked district-run schools.
We looked at river to river, vine to pine.
Persofsky's theory is that bringing a charter school with a good reputation to where wealthier families live will slow the brain drain to the suburbs and grow the tax base that helps pay for all city schools.
So if we add more high-quality seats and get more people to get into them, then we've helped keep them. And so it's some incremental dollars.
And Persofsky's not alone. Most of the 40 proposed charter schools do not plan to open in one of the zip codes singled out by the district as most in need of new high-quality schools. Another applicant, String Theory Schools, put in four different applications to open in neighborhoods next to Center City, where rising housing prices push out low-income families. Co-founder of String Theory Schools, Jason Corsinati, says they didn't set out to target gentrifying neighborhoods.
You know, we explore different parts of the city. We definitely want it to be spread across the city. And those four areas coalesced around community support and individuals that were on the ground that asked us to come there.
Those wary of charter school expansion, including parent Mike McGrath, say it will exacerbate inequality system-wide by taking money away from the district's neighborhood schools that usually end up teaching the poorest and neediest students. In Pennsylvania, that criticism intensified in 2011 when Governor Tom Corbett eliminated the part of the state's education budget that offset the unintended costs that happen when students leave district schools for charter schools. Donna Cooper, executive director of education advocacy group Public Citizens for Children and Youth, says that's reason enough for Philadelphia not to approve any new charters.
So you would be further advantaging students who would be able to go to charters at the expense of those who are attending district-run schools by choice or not by choice.
A report released by her group earlier this year found that most of the schools applying for new charters that already operate schools don't serve as many special education, English language learner, and low-income students as the average district school. So if more charters open, it's those schools, she says, that are losing out. Even Mast's Ben Persofsky says that without more money for the entire district, approving his school might not make sense right now.
If it were a question of only approving one charter school, I would say that this is not the one to approve. I'd say that this is more of an investment in the city itself.
By law, the School Reform Commission has until mid-February to grapple with whether that's a worthy investment. I'm Laura Benchoff, WHYY News.